Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is now time for headlines with the entire crew back together again. Glad you're waking up with us. Just a little heads up before you leave the house. It went from 70 to 30. So
yeah, it did.
The weather changed very quickly. So dress accordingly. Time for headlines here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Jeff Saturday, who the Cowboys are going to face Sunday night, says, I did make a mistake with my timeouts. I regret not using one. Matt Ryan will continue to be our quarterback. And yesterday, Jerry Jones answered all the Odell Beckham questions on our show, as he does every Tuesday. He said Odell would have to be about this year as well. This isn't a next year thing. It has to be about this year. He's not worried about Beckham going to visit other teams. Said he could speak to Odell again before the official meeting on Monday. We thought the only team that Beckham was meeting with was the New York Giants, but yesterday, Von Miller in Buffalo, who could end up missing just one game with his injury, he gave a little OBJ update.
OBJ's taking a visit this Friday. Yeah, he's going to be here. Everybody said, everybody was like, oh, he's a Cowboys. Hey, man. It ain't over till it's over. You know, he's going to see the Giants, us, and the Cowboys. And I think when he comes here, I don't think he's going to leave.
Okay. We'll see. I mean, honestly, look.
Give me the percentage, the Bobby Belt pie for the other teams.
I think it's, for me, I feel about 90% Dallas.
Wow.
5% Buffalo, 5% New York.
I'll say this. I think a mystery team has a better chance than Buffalo or the Giants.
Very well could be. Kansas City or somebody.
You know, it was Kansas City was my thought. You know, him being in Miami was like, that did raise an eyebrow to me.
Yeah.
Need him.
He strikes me as a guy who just
goes to Miami.
I'm not playing, and so I'm going to go hang out in Miami for a weekend.
And that's and that right there is like, Miami's as a whole, not just the Dolphins, have done a terrible job of capitalizing on their market outside of the Heat.
Oh yeah,
with at a 5-year stretch, they've done a terrible job of capitalizing on Miami.
Did you agree with Michael Irvin when he came on? Playmaker will be on this morning at 8:40. Did you agree with him when he said this is more about next year than this year for Odell?
Yeah, I do believe it is for him because I think he knows, like, and I know, Bobby, you're really high on him for this year, but it's like, I think he knows that, you know, guys generally aren't like elite that first year back. And this is closer than a first year. This happened in February. And now there was talk yesterday. Was it maybe Darlington saying it was late December before he returns?
Yeah, some people have thrown out dates like that. But, I mean, like, look, again, the only thing you need to worry about here is Philly in the playoffs. You get them
right,
for Philly in the playoffs, and that's late December. Philly's December 24th.
But how many games is it going to take him to be back to normal, right? Like
effective.
Right?
I want to look at this now. I don't think ACLs are as frequently a big deal the year after. Typically Achilles are more like that, where you lose the explosion for a year and it takes some time to come back. But generally, these ACLs have not, I don't think, I'll look it up. I'm going to have to look at some prime, like, big examples of it. But the biggest thing is going to be the mental. He's going to be healthy.
Yeah. It's not a, like, oh my God, how is he ever going to come back from this kind of injury? No. It's a when. I mean, this thing, we're not even at a year. Right? We're not even at a year. Now,
yeah, right.
You know, we're at 9 months.
We're at 10.
But did he have it like the day after? Like, you gotta let the swelling go down? I mean, like, you know, I gotta find out exactly when he had it. But like, yeah, we're at 9.5 to 10 months now. It'll be 11 months by the time he has it. Like, that's still quick.
What do you think of the spread, Choppy? Do you know what it is?
I did not. Is it 10.5?
11. 11.
Keeps going up.
The quarterback over there is a pillar of salt at this point in his career. he literally, it's like
so skinny too.
Dude, he's so skinny. I don't know what happened to him. I mean, he's just gotten so thin. I think the most embarrassing thing there is that Pittsburgh let him run for 14 yards at the end of the game. 11, like, how does that happen?
11-point spread, and the over-under is 43.5 right now. As Jeff Saturday said, yep, Matt Ryan is going to continue to start. He's 37. His passer rating is 86.3. Only season he had a worse rating was his second year in the league in 09. He has 11 touchdowns and 10 interceptions.
That sounds like a quarterback that PFF would grade as the best in the NFL then. My word.
All right. This is our first day back together. I don't want to fight. Let's not fight.
I waited a full hour and 6 minutes before really trolling.
Headlines here on Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Let's keep it football related with the college football playoff ranking. Choppy said, no problems, Bobby, with Georgia 1, Michigan 2, TCU 3, USC 4. Ohio State 5, Bama 6, Tennessee Volunteers 7, Penn State 8. What do you think?
I think that sounded like USC was 4, like I told you and Peyton yesterday they would be above Ohio State. That's what it is.
I don't know if I was arguing where they would be. I was arguing the loss, which I guess is maybe the same argument. Do you think Ohio State should have been over USC?
No. I think they're better than USC, but I don't think they deserve to be over USC.
Okay, props to you.
It's hard to keep out. Like, I don't think you can a team that's on a run like USC is, which they've beaten like top 15 team 2 weeks in a row. One of them on the road beat Notre Dame convincingly. You've got the Heisman Trophy winner. Like, I mean, that's all compelling stuff. Look, this will all be moot if Utah beats them again on Friday night in Vegas. If Utah beats them, we're done talking about this. But I don't think Utah wins that game on like back in October. I don't think Utah wins that game on a neutral field or if they're playing at SC.
I agree. Although styles make fights, and that style that Utah plays, Sandler called it when they were playing that week that Utah was going to beat them because of the style they play. You know, the running attack, the style they play.
So no major issues, right?
Not with the top four. I mean, you know,
I have a follow up to that.
Okay. Go ahead.
Can we finally get a fun Final Four with this group, or do you think there's dominance still in here, like all the blowouts of the past years? Can we finally get a fun Final Four?
The TCU Michigan game has a chance to be fun.
Yes,
I think Georgia. I mean, Georgia's going to win by 17. Like, I think. I mean,
I think Georgia's going to win comfortably and win the national title. But I do think that Caleb Williams is tough guy for them to defend, that could make for a challenging, exciting game. The problem is USC doesn't play defense,
and having Lincoln Riley back in the playoffs again, I think that factors into that the matchmaking up going up against Georgia.
What, you want to see Lincoln Riley score 3 points again in the playoffs or whatever?
Why Lincoln Riley versus Georgia?
Well, I think just because, you know, he shut up a lot of the haters of leaving Oklahoma and stuff, I think that kind of factors into it as well.
I mean, we knew he was going to be good there. It's a great job. We knew he was going to be good. But, like, I mean, he's been in the Final Four before and put up some duds.
Oh, yeah. No, he's kind of got a reputation of
Notre Dame.
I mean, he's not a January coach. Like, that's kind of become a Lincoln Riley thing. But I mean, look, his track record now, if Caleb Williams wins the Heisman, which he should, like, I mean, I think the only way he doesn't, I really don't know, Max Duggan or something goes absolutely nuts at the end, or Drake May has some huge performance against Clemson, but and Caleb Williams has a dud and they lose in the Pac-12 title.
Is Max Duggan even going to get invited?
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't think there's a good argument anywhere. The one guy that could have changed it, if Blake Corum would have played last week against Ohio State and, like, carried them to that victory, Corum could have been in the discussion. But Man, it's pretty much Caleb Williams. But now that you talk about Lincoln Riley has going to give you Caleb Williams, Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield as Heisman winners, and he sent Jalen Hurts to New York.
Must-see game last night at the AAC, and the Mavs finally stopped the losing.
Thompson with a chance to tie. It goes astray. The game is over. Zeros on the clock, and the Mavericks have won.
Man, did they get a great look. Mm-hmm. What a perfect play design for Klay Thompson, missing the three that would have tied it as the Mavs win on TNT over the Golden State Warriors, 116-113. Luka went off, didn't get a lot of help. Dinwiddie got ejected for a soft flagrant two, but it was basically Steph versus Luka. That's what this game was all about.
Yeah, and you know, the two possessions prior to that, you know, prior to that, to that Klay shot, I mean, those were two awful possessions, both teams. They neither one of them looked like they had ever handled a basketball before.
I know. Well, we don't have a point guard. We don't have any other point guards. And Finney Smith had a brain fart. Stan Van Gundy was all over this. He had an easy layup to put them up four. Instead, he dribbles it back out, gets fouled. That puts the onus on you making the two free throws. He missed one. That gave them a chance to tie. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, Klay missed.
Yeah, and that was good. You know, fortunately, they did. The second quarter, when you've got a big lead on Golden State, and Golden State has not played well, obviously, on the road this year. Would you say they're now 2-10?
Ugh.
I mean, you could put them away. And they did. I don't say they let the foot off the gas, but, you know.
Well, runs.
Runs happen. But, man, Golden State could not. I mean, they were building a house.
And we beat the Warriors in the third quarter, which, of course, they were invincible last year.
That's right.
With their third quarters, and I think pretty good this year as well. Our boy Christian Wood didn't. We can't kill Jason Kidd this morning. But they got the W.
No, yeah, because, I mean, he didn't play well. But, I mean, you know, you're going to have your off nights. You're going to have your nights where you're not shooting so well. He's played well enough in other stretches that I think we can still complain consistently and say we need more Wood. That's what I think. And so, it was, what was it last night, 10 traveling calls?
Yeah, was it 10?
It was 10. And I don't know.
Steph got called for a big one late.
Yeah, which he said he didn't think he traveled. He said it was a dumb play by me not to take the layup. I got a little confused on what the time the score was. I went hero shot. I didn't think it was a travel. But, I mean, that was some weird emphasis last night. I don't know. It's almost like there's a memo to refs like, you guys got to start calling this.
Yeah, it was weird. It's like the Cowboys playing on a Thanksgiving Day game. Headlines here with Sean, RJ, and Bobby on DFW Sports Station. The United States uniting the entire country yesterday versus Iran. They get the 1-0 victory. Here is Greg Berhalter afterwards, after a very stressful game.
I mean, with this new injury time, counting every second, it's stressful. I think I have less hair on my head now. But we'll take it and we'll move on and go battle Holland.
There is a great hang on for dear life element in soccer.
Oh, yeah.
It's pretty fun. Kind of like hockey. Right? When there's just shots on goal and you're defending and it's a power play and everything is just a big exhale when they don't score on you. And that's what the second half felt like at the end for the United States, who will advance to Saturday against the Netherlands.
Yep. And it was a lot of
maybe we can get a Netherlands journalist to lecture us on something.
Oh, no. Like the Iranian one did.
Are we pronouncing Netherlands wrong?
No, it was just a reference to that. Glad RJ got it. You didn't.
I know I got it. I'm saying, what else could we do? We could take their emblem off their flag. Do they have one?
Dude.
I don't know. Do they?
The best meme yesterday was, it's pronounced eliminated.
It's pronounced.
That was good.
Yeah, it's like, okay, all right. We can pronounce your country wrong. That's fine. It happens. We're sorry.
I was asking Bobby, this would be right down your alley since you were a trivia crack master, the king of useless information. What other country do we mispronounce as much with like as few letters?
I think Iraq. Because we pronounce Iraq.
And Peyton had the host country for this.
Oh, yeah.
I still don't know what it is.
Qatar? Qatar?
I think it's Qatar. I said Qatar for years because that's what somebody once told me. And then when I got my airline miles stolen and they booked a flight on Qatar Airlines, that's when I figured out the real pronunciation of it. Now I care. But, yeah, there's a handful of countries that we don't. Is it Saudi Arabia or Saudi Arabia?
Mm-hmm.
Ask Broadus.
Headlines on a hump day here on Sean and RJ. We got Peyton and Ryan in the back live on the fan cam, Twitch, and YouTube. Thanks for being a Tolo. Tomorrow during the Expressway, we're going to send you to the Sunday night game, Cowboys, Colts, ticket giveaway. That's tomorrow morning during the morning show right here on The Fan. All right, Micah Parsons on the best under 25 list. RJ has some problems with this. And what does Vegas think about the Cowboys and everybody else now? Power rankings at 8, Michael Irvin at 840, and whether you can still win some money betting on America's team from the real experts after this.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Power rankings coming up at 8 o'clock. The playmaker Michael Irvin at 840. And for everyone who thinks that Bobby Belt is just this cold, soulless troll of a human being, every morning at this time, I think he's going downstairs to our sister station for his like news update at 1080 KRLD. But no, every time, every single moment at this time in the morning, he goes outside, Choppy, and he calls his girls to wish them well at school. Isn't that so sweet?
Yeah, it is. I mean,
they're still young. They're 6 and 9.
Oh, okay. It's a good age.
So it is. It's a nice age.
Yes.
And yesterday, nice. It turns out you actually had to get them to school.
I didn't get them to school, but I ended up waking them up because wife had overslept, which is very unlike her. But it's funny because we're going to have to figure something out because this alarm going off early in the morning is waking her up, and then she's not getting back to sleep.
Mm. And oh, so, like your alarm.
Yeah, my alarm to get up for the morning show. And so she finally had fallen back asleep after I'd gotten the alarm, and then she ended out oversleeping.
Have any discussions over you sleeping separately?
No, like, I mean, I offered to do it last night because it was getting late and she was still up. And so I was like, I can go sleep up front tonight if you want. And she's like, no, stay here. And so I did.
She's not a deep sleeper?
No, man. It's like, I mean, I could like quietly open a drawer to get like a shirt or something, close it, and she wakes up.
That's how my wife is.
How do you guys keep her from waking up when you get up in the morning?
I don't.
So she wakes up?
I try to be quiet. Sometimes she sleeps through. I was making a Hispanic joke, like she hears something and it's like, what are you doing? What's going on over there?
I didn't know that was a thing.
Culturally, that's a thing.
Are you kidding me?
My wife's also Hispanic, so.
See,
it
Choppy?
Tracks.
Oh, man.
Trust my stereotypes.
It tracks.
It tracks.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, what are you doing? Why is the light on your phone? You know?
What about Sarah? Does she wake up?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
A lot of times I wake her up, though, with, you know.
Hey. Maybe she should 23andMe, see if she may be Hispanic or something.
I don't know.
You know what you got into, right? You know what you married.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I guess she didn't know about you. You had this quick rise to fame.
My dad woke up at 4 a.m. for a radio gig, like, the entire time like I was growing up.
Your wife should have known that you were going to do it one day?
But I'm saying she knows that. So when we first got together, I was getting up at 6 every day for a radio gig. And so, I mean, it's an hour earlier.
Yeah.
Since I'm able to get up at 5.
Right.
You guys aren't.
No, we're not.
No, you're not. No. You are not. But, I just want to say, by the way, how rested and rejuvenated I feel today compared to Monday and Tuesday.
I could see that.
That extra
half hour. Yeah.
Had to be in on time. But no, y'all, every single morning at this time, he goes out in the hallway and he FaceTimes his girls. Have a good day at school. So he's not a total complete monster. All right, let's see what Vegas thinks of the Cowboys and everyone else right now. Just throw out your guesses.
Okay.
And let's see who can be the Vegas insider from Bet Online. The favorite to win the Super Bowl as of today is?
Kansas City.
Chiefs.
It is the Chiefs. Well done. Number two.
Philadelphia.
Yeah, I'll say Philadelphia.
Incorrect.
Let's go Buffalo then.
It is Buffalo at 2, Philly at 3.
That's surprising because generally I feel like whenever I've seen Vegas odds, it's usually you wouldn't have two teams from the same conference right at the top of the odds.
And I'm very interested to see where y'all put Buffalo in the power rankings at 8 o'clock this morning. I'm having a hard time, having a difficult time with my Bills right now. Even though they did win on Thanksgiving, they have not looked impressive. So Kansas City, Buffalo, and then Philadelphia. Who's after that?
San Francisco.
Yeah, San Francisco.
It is the 49ers.
Boom.
Who's after that?
Dallas.
It is Dallas. The Cowboys are 9-1 to win it all.
9-1.
9-1.
That's.
They were 50-1 mid-September.
Yeah, after Cooper Rush took over.
Yep. So it's the Cowboys. Followed by the Dolphins at 14-1.
I like that value on Miami.
From Miami?
Yeah.
Bobby's,
as long as Tua plays.
Yeah, as long as Tua plays.
Bobby's Ravens at 16-1. They're tied with Minnesota at 16-1. Then Cincinnati, Tampa Bay.
There you go. Cincinnati.
Cincinnati's another value bet. But, man, I would not have Minnesota and Baltimore with the same odds. Baltimore's a better football team.
I don't think Minnesota has a chance in hell, they, especially if Kirk has to play a night game. If they get that noon ESPN game, he might be okay.
they're just going to hope that the Super Bowl kicks off at 11 this
year. Yeah, that's all they're hoping for. Although, did he beat the Patriots on a night game? Yeah, it was on Thanksgiving, right?
Thanksgiving.
Yeah, but I mean, that's not the Patriots of old.
No, I know, but it's still a game.
That's Cincinnati true. Game. Is 20-1 to win it all. If you just think the Cowboys are going to get to the Super Bowl, you don't want to bet on them beating the Chiefs or the Bills or anyone else, 4-1. So it's Philly, San Fran, Dallas in order, just winning the NFC. Are there any divisions that you're particularly interested in? Let's see how heavy of a favorite Philly is in the NFC East. 1-4. Dallas is 11-4. And then tell me, Giants or Washington, who's in front?
Let's go. Let me go Washington.
I will say Washington.
They're tied.
Giants haven't won a game in the division yet.
They haven't?
Mm-mm.
Wow. Did we call that? Man, did we call the Giants being a total fake and fraud. So that's Philly at 1-4 and then Cowboys 11-4. Translate that to how much of a favorite they are.
Well, I mean, 11-4, it's 3-1. And what'd you say Philly was?
1-4.
1-4. Oh, that's huge. They're a huge favorite. But it's, you know, and that shouldn't be stunning.
No.
They've got a two-game lead with what, 6 to play. That shouldn't be a stunning development.
Any other divisions that you're interested in hearing?
South. I want to know the NFC South.
Oh, my God. How about the odds that anybody finished over 500?
By the way, are you still committed to you think the Buccaneers are better than the Vikings?
Yes.
Whew, that's strong, man.
Wow. Okay.
Can I preface this by saying I'm assuming they're going to get all their offensive line back?
Well, I wouldn't assume that. Some are out for the year. Wirfs is coming back.
Yeah, but Wirfs is coming back at the very. I mean, it's the meat of the schedule, if you ask Jerry. But yeah, I mean they're in a tough spot with that offensive line right now.
Tampa's a 4-15 favorite to win the South. 4-15. Atlanta's second at 6-1. So they're a heavy favorite still. In the AFC North, Baltimore barely over Cincinnati. And then in the AFC South that we're looking at coming up in our next three games, Tennessee is the humongous favorite. And then Jacksonville, Indianapolis, the Texans, of course, are somehow still on the board. Regular season MVP.
Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's another one.
It is Mahomes. Who's second?
Tua. Jalen Hurts.
Oh, yeah, it hurts.
Hurts, then Tua.
Yep.
Then
I gotta say.
I'd have Tua above Hurts.
Tua has to be above Hurts. They have not won a game without him and not lost a game with him that he finished, that he started and finished.
It's also why I wouldn't have Mike McDaniel up at top of Coach of the Year like some people, because it's just, it's as Tua goes. Like, how impressive is it that when they go out, when Tua goes out, they're like 0-3, 0-4 or whatever. But like, you're not going to then give Mike McCarthy the credit for going 4-1 without his starting quarterback.
Yeah.
Give me some numbers on Tua versus Hurts before y'all crown Tua.
I mean, Tua's got like a passer rating of like 119. His touchdown percentage is like 9%. It's the highest in the NFL. Okay. He's been.
And what are the running numbers that I mean, conveniently love to leave out?
Yeah, I mean, because he doesn't play running back, well, so I don't care.
You have to count.
It doesn't matter.
Yes, it does matter.
Not when he's throwing the ball like
this. If you're going to have an MVP discussion, you have to count Hurts' running numbers.
If you're going to have a quarterback discussion, you have to count his numbers. It's a part of the position now.
I know, but you're talking about just this last like week or two that he's really started.
What are the running numbers? Give me all the numbers.
Tua hasn't run. He's like 18 carries for like 40 yards.
Okay. So if the passing numbers are comparable to Jalen's, then Jalen is.
They are not.
Okay.
They're not. Tua has been much more prolific.
All right. So you want to go some advanced numbers? Tua's number one in QBR with an 83. An 83 QBR over the course of your career will put you not in the Hall of Fame, will put you without a discussion in the room into the Hall of Fame.
Hurts' QBR is 68.
Okay. Which is good.
It's good, but it's 15 points behind.
And QBR factors in the running.
Yes, that's fourth. That's fourth in the NFL, 68.
Okay.
Okay. Tua is number one in DVOA, which is per play efficiency. He is 49% better than league average per play. 49%.
It's just funny to me, Bobby, how, and I hate that you're making me argue for the Eagles. It's funny to me how you're ready to dismiss Hurts' big breakout year, but you don't apply the same argument to Tua. Why is that?
I'm not quick to dismiss Hurts' breakout year. In fact, before the season, I had said, like, we had a discussion about quarterbacks, and I said I thought Hurts was a legitimate starting quarterback.
Okay.
Like, I don't dislike Jalen Hurts.
Legitimate starter is, no, it's not the highest praise, okay?
In this league where you can't find 32 starters, I think it is. Like that, he's a quarterback you can win games
with. Are you more sold on Tua as a quarterback than Hurts? Next 3 years, Choppy, who would you take? Hurts or Tua?
Tua.
Okay, so you've bought in.
I mean, the guy was elite in college, and he has manifested that in the pros. I don't know what I wouldn't buy into. Plus, I mean, you know, he has used his weapons exceptionally well.
I'm still holding. I'm a hold on Tua. I'm a wait and see.
But you're not holding on Jalen Hurts.
I would take Jalen Hurts for the next 3 years over Tua.
The only thing I'm holding on with Tua is his health. That's it.
Okay.
If they're healthy, he's a much better player than Jalen Hurts.
All right, so MVP order, just a reset from BetOnline in Vegas. Mahomes, Hurts, Tua, Allen, Burrow, Lamar, Geno, Cousins. We finally get a non-quarterback at Justin Jefferson, 80-1. Then Tyreek, Brady. How's Brady up here?
I don't know.
Micah should be up here over Brady. Then McCaffrey, Derrick Henry, Saquon.
Alabama's sixth. So, I mean, like, I mean, this is the same.
It's the same thinking. Right. You're absolutely
like,
right.
I mean.
Defensive player of the year.
Micah.
Micah's 1-10.
Oh, yeah. Who's second? Is it Nick Bosa?
I would think Nick Bosa.
Nick Bosa second.
Sauce Gardner's third.
He's not third. He's sixth. You'll never get third.
I won't. Tariq Woolen.
No. Judon.
Oh, Judon's really been very good this year.
Matthew Judon, then Crosby, then Chris Jones.
Judon leads outside linebackers in Pro Bowl voting for the AFC.
Coach of the year. Favorite.
Sirianni.
Sirianni.
It is. The raccoon.
McDaniel, too?
McDaniel is, too.
Which is silly.
What's silly about it?
Yeah,
because
I agree.
Because it's not like when he's been asked to really like coach that team, he's not doing it. It's Tua plays
that's
well.
Ridiculous.
Listen, I agree. I agree with the sentiment, but here's the thing. people pick and choose very hypocritically on who they give credit to and what for. Most coaches, a lot of times, will get credit for developing a quarterback. But you can't give it to some and not to others.
Okay.
And
you're totally forgetting.
I hate giving coaches credit
for quarterbacks. You're totally forgetting. You're giving him no credit for the Tua narrative, but for the year. This is a guy who everyone's getting ready to kick out of Miami. Draft his replacement. Mike McDaniel. Forget about when Tua is out for a couple games.
Fine.
He gets the credit for making Tua an MVP. He gets credit.
Fine.
Not credit.
Fine. When you've got all the weapons that they have and they've crumbled without their quarterback, even if you can say Mike McDaniel has done a good job coaching and he should be a candidate, he's second above Robert Saleh and the Jets being 7-4. He's second over Brian Daboll having the Giants at 7-4, which is ridiculous. He's second over Mike McCarthy, who's 8-3. Like, you want to talk about anybody in the NFC East, I think, has done a better coaching job than Mike McDaniel.
I agree. I'm not impressed when a coach does well with a quarterback that was, you know, that's
take,
a great quarterback.
Don't take this too far. I mean, if someone comes in and makes Zach Wilson the guy in New York, I'm impressed with that. If someone comes in as... Now, Saleh's not in trouble. He's
right.
Doing,
you, no, but the thing, the difference is that
someone
Tua,
gets Rosen go, got Rosen going, right. gets...
I think
I guess this is Rosen, too.
Yeah.
I was thinking Josh Rosen.
Sure.
Wilson.
I think the difference is that Wilson was seen as a project. Tua wasn't.
No, Tua... people were talking about tanking for Tua that year. Like that was the thing. Look, I mean, like, honestly, another name, like, not just because of what he's done with his team this year, but because you've seen what his old quarterback did with his team. Pete Carroll. Pete Carroll should be up there.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Comeback player of the year. Favorite, if you want to guess it. Otherwise, I'll just give it.
I don't even. Nobody stands out.
Wait a second. Didn't somebody come back from being Geno Smith?
Geno is the favorite. Well done.
He came back from being Geno Smith.
Coming back. Like, he was. This is my problem with comeback. I feel like you have to be good, and then something happens, and then you come back from that. Not like you just – that's okay, breakout to me. Geno is breakout
player. He's breakout. But I also find it odd how the comeback player of the year is always the good player who came back from the worst injury.
Yeah.
Like, Alex Smith getting on the field was going to win him comeback player of the year, even though it probably shouldn't have, but it was going to just because he was walking and playing football.
Why didn't Dak win?
Who won it?
Because Burrow? The second half of the season –
But you talk about Burrow again, a guy who didn't really come back. He didn't even finish his rookie season.
But Dak was second in that, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Like, Derrick Henry is third on this. So it's Geno, Saquon, Derrick Henry. Offensive Rookie of the Year. Show off the knowledge, NFL Insider.
Offensive Rookie of the Year. Who did we have this as?
He's a running back.
Oh, it's Kenneth Walker.
Kenneth Walker III. Well done. Then Chris Olave, then Damian Pierce, who we will see pretty soon. We'll see pretty soon with the armpit, and then Rookie Defensive Player of the Year,
Thos.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, a corner. Who's the last corner rookie? Sertan. But I'm thinking of the bust in Detroit so far.
Oh, Okuda.
Okuda's kind of turned things around.
Has he?
Yeah, a little bit.
But Sauce, my lord.
He's really good.
He's become a star. Sauce, Tariq Woolen, and then Aiden Hutchinson. Top of this draft, we might have to go back and look at this draft to judge it.
Tariq Woolen was like a third rounder.
Where's he from?
UTSA.
Roadrunners.
Yeah, he's a roadrunner.
So there it is, around the NFL, via Vegas and Bet Online.
Here's the top of your draft here. Walker was one, Jacksonville.
How's he playing, Bobby? I still don't know his first name, Trayvon or
Trayvon Walker. I haven't heard much about him. So, I mean,
Hutch plays two. In Jacksonville.
Two
and a half sacks?
For Trayvon Walker, yeah.
Okay, next.
Derek Stingley was third to the Texans, the corner. They took him over Sauce, who went fourth.
Walker's PFF grade, for what it's worth, a 58.
My BFF grade is 52. So.
The Giants took Kayvon Thibodeau.
Who's
destroyed
been okay.
Us.
Yeah, he's been okay. He was great on Thanksgiving, but he's been okay otherwise.
Carolina took Ekwonu, the tackle.
Yeah, Hickey Ekwonu.
Then Evan Neal to the Giants. Atlanta took Drake London, the USC wideout.
Who's been good.
Charles Cross to Seattle, the tackle.
That's two players in a row right there that the Cowboys were really hoping were going to slip to them.
Jets took Garrett Wilson, the wideout.
Stud.
Saints took Chris Olave, the wideout. Lions took Jameson Williams, the wideout.
Who has not played yet.
They love. They're excited about him, but he hadn't touched the field. Jordan Davis to the Eagles. The big nasty.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He got hurt.
Kyle Hamilton, safety, Notre Dame to Baltimore.
Oh yeah, that was when we were crying about here that he fell all the way down to Baltimore.
Yeah, I still think he's going to be really good.
Kenyon Green, A&M guard to Houston.
How's Linderbaum been?
Good.
Okay.
Yeah, he's played well.
That's right enough. After us. Yeah.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
All right, so there it is around the NFL. We'll get to this Micah list a little bit later on, but Peyton and Bobby went out. Choppy, you were not in for this yesterday in the planning. We wanted to expose the Warrior fans. Let's see if RJ can rip off the names of these trivia questions after we play you a clip of TNT comparing Luka to Steph last night with the Mavs getting this win.
His 29, Ernie, is not the same 31 that Steph gets. Meaning, Steph Curry a lot of times does not have the basketball and he's finishing the play instead of making the play and finishing. Where Luka is making the play, finishing the play, rebounding, like he's not always doing everything. And that's what I think.
He got to empower the other players. Like they stand around and watch him. And Jason Kidd got to take some blame too. Because I thought at this stage, you're like, because Jason Kidd is one of the best I've seen like, playing without the ball. He should say, yo, man, you got to get the ball up. And when you watch them play, Luka's great now, don't get me wrong, but they can't win consistently the way they play with him making every single play.
Has the most unassisted field goals in the NBA this year with 182. He's averaging 33 points, 9 rebounds, and 8 assists.
And it's either the ball hog narrative or they got scrubs, which, of course, you know by now, I believe, and I know they have scrubs. So stop blaming Luka. So the mission with Bobby and Peyton was to go and try to catch the bandwagon Warrior fans.
Which I think you'll find Like if you go to, if you were to do this in San Francisco, those are the real Warrior fans, right? You go to
Stephen A. said he can't stand the Cowboy fans outside of the Metroplex.
Yeah, yep. You know, I'm sure like the Yankee fans, like right in Iowa, they probably don't know a lot of the history, right? Unless their family grew up there. Or
so I don't know whether I first wanted to quiz RJ with the questions that we came up with,
mm-hmm.
or see if the Tolos kind of. Do we play the people that you quizzed and see the Tolos play along or have RJ guess them first? I was trying to figure that out.
Let's see if RJ can get them.
Okay, Peyton, let's go down the list.
Okay, so I'll give you a couple of phrases here, a few phrases.
And one is going to scare you. Okay, Word association. I'm just preparing you. Don't be petrified.
Okay.
If they ask the one that I think is going to scare you.
And you just list the Warriors player that first comes to your mind. Killer crossover.
Tim Hardaway.
Okay. Good job. Wow, that was easy.
Yeah.
Underhand free throws.
Rick Barry.
Okay, he's a diehard Warriors fan.
It's just common NBA knowledge.
Okay.
I think.
By the way, I tried to do Tim Hardaway killer crossover in high school. Didn't work.
Oh. Lefty jumper.
Chris Mullin.
Good job, Choppy.
All right, here's the one I think Sean was scared about. Homophobic.
Tim Hardaway.
We would have also accepted Mark Jackson.
All right. So with that list, y'all took it out to the AAC before the Mavs beat the Warriors, Peyton, and you just tried to run across people wearing Golden State gear?
Yeah, I think we were outside the AC, right, Victory Plaza. So we had the people walking up, you know, from their Ubers or from the garages and stuff. And me and Bobby, I think we were both talking about it. We were disappointed in the lack of Warriors fans out there. We thought it was going to be more of a, because they travel really well. We didn't know, Bobby, and you might be able to touch on this, but.
I don't know that they travel well. I think their jerseys ship well to cities where bandwagon fans buy them.
I think they saw the tags on some of them.
Yeah, they were very fresh. These were first worn jerseys. But I mean, I would bet we saw fewer than 10% Warriors fans in the crowd.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised.
Very surprising.
So we were trying to find fans, you know, because some were like, me and Bobby were talking about, should we go with the younger kids? Should we try and get the younger kids? But we didn't think they were going to, you know, really know the answers to it. So this first Warriors fan, he comes in really cocky. You know, he's like, oh, I'm a diehard Warriors fan. And as I'm hitting record, he's already talking crap and stuff. And this is how it goes. And he's turns out to be a complete idiot.
I'm a f***ing diehard Warriors.
Should I record you guys?
No.
Victory Plaza in downtown Dallas. We're with Warriors fan. What's your name, sir?
Bradley.
Bradley. And how long have you been a Warriors fan?
Since 1984, when I was born.
Wow. Okay. Just some basic Warriors questions real quick. Who is the starting center for the Warriors right now?
Oh, my God. No. He started for us last year. Hold on. Wiseman. It's, the goofy-looking motherfucker. I can't think of his name. It's not Draymond. This is so bad right now.
Oh, my God.
Tough question. Tough question.
It's not a tough question. It's an easy question. I'm an idiot. It's not. It's Kevon Looney. Kevon Looney.
Easy. I know you were. You had it. Tip of your tongue. You had it, right? He looked it
That's
up,
so
too.
So embarrassing.
All good. All good. Okay. We'll go easier.
Stop right
here.
There.
We'll easier.
Wait, he had his phone out looking it up?
He was looking as he was like, oh, I'm a complete idiot. He was looking at the box scores from previous games. Oh,
so he doesn't get credit for that.
No, he doesn't get credit. Maybe if the Warriors were coming off one of their previous seasons where they weren't good. They just won the title, and you can't name the starting center? Fraud.
And he said Wiseman. I think Wiseman's played like nine games this year.
I think he's in the G League right now. He really is in the G League. All right, let's continue with this this Warriors fraud fan.
Who was the head coach of the Warriors before Steve Kerr?
Mark Jackson.
Okay, got it. How many championships do the Warriors have right now as a franchise?
Oh, fuck. Four.
Four, okay. Yeah. We're close. We got seven. Thank you very much, man. So he's clearly been a Warriors fan the past 7 years.
So,
with the four
Chavi,
titles.
One of the questions, I did this for you. I wanted to have them ask about the fraudulent ones, the KD ones, you know, because it's hard to keep track. He's the best player in NBA history that I can't instantly name the number of titles for.
Two.
Sure, two. I guess. I don't know.
It's two.
But I can name every other one like quickly, but I just dismiss his. Because of the whole bandwagon nature and everything, it just goes out of my mind. So he was three off in terms of naming the titles. All right, we have one fraud.
Yeah, so this next one we had to give him props. And he saw me interviewing some people, and he was like, you know what? Ask me the questions. He was really confident. And I give him props. This guy actually knew his stuff. It got a little carried away whenever he was he agreed that KD's titles with the Warriors were actually legit.
Your name, sir?
Chris.
Chris, how long have you been a Warriors fan?
All my life. From the Bay Area.
Okay, I'll just list off a few questions here. Basic Warriors, just phrases, and you just give me the Warriors player that comes to your mind first, okay? All right, killer crossover.
Tim Hardaway.
Okay. Underhand free throws.
Rick Barry.
Perfect 2 for 2. Lefty jumper.
Chris Mullin.
Ooh.
Wow. Okay. He's high. He's 3 for 3. All right, this one here, homophobic.
Love Warrior, homophobic.
So we have Tim Hardaway, his recent comments, homophobic comments.
Yeah.
Not that recent.
Do you have thoughts on that?
Yeah, I don't like his comments. No. He doesn't need to be making comments like that at all.
All right, fake titles.
Fake titles? Man, what's fake titles on the Warriors? They won the titles.
All legit titles.
Yeah, all legit.
All right, we have Kevin Durant.
No. What?
You disagree.
Oh, the fake titles with Durant.
He joined a 73-9 team.
Right. And they lost, and then the Durant won with them. I mean, he did good. You know, he helped them. Come back though, that's for sure.
You don't want KD back?
No.
Why not?
Just let the Warriors run what they got.
They're good without him?
Yeah. I mean, let them. They know what they're doing. You know, KD's too much of a distraction.
Oh. Thank you so much, man.
All right, sounds good. Thanks, Ed.
He just proved that he knew that it was a bandwagon title because he doesn't want Kevin coming back.
Right. Yeah. No, look, the Warrior titles were legitimate. It's just that we don't think KD's are legitimate.
Yeah. He took the easy way out.
He
took the easy way out the same way LeBron did in Miami, though.
It's not the same.
It is the same. He went to win.
No, but you have to factor in what they left. LeBron left much bigger trash in Cleveland than Durant left. We were in the bar in Michigan. I'll never forget it. They had the Warriors on the ropes. They were right there. Now, maybe he just hated Westbrook too much, but they were, what was the lead that they blew?
3-1.
Yeah. So that team in OKC was much better than what LeBron had. I agree with you, teaming up the same, but LeBron played with garbage.
Absolute garbage. He knew that everybody there wanted to leave, whatever. But, like, you know, LeBron did leave a trash team or a much more trash team. But he did go team up with there is no doubt. Like,
they started it.
They are the quintessential. If you think
unless you
super
want to say
team,
old Boston.
Yeah. But if you think super team, that's the first thing that comes to my mind, at least, is the Miami Heat.
Yep.
So if we're not going to count KD's, which, you know, can we really count LeBron's? Because, like, he went to a team that won the title 3 years earlier.
Yeah, but he did go back. Are we dismissing the Cleveland title? He went back and won.
No, you don't.
No, the Cleveland titles. Yeah, legit. Great. Yeah, but I mean, I think you did have
Kyrie and Kevin Love.
If you call Kevin Durant a legacy shortcut, LeBron made a legacy shortcut too.
Okay.
So another idiot here. This is our last Warriors fan.
That guy, he was legit.
Yeah, he was valid.
We're one for two.
So this next guy, idiot. So he got the first question right. Easy question, first question. But then he was really skeptical of what I was doing at first. And so I thought, because of your mustache? Right, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay, if he starts getting these wrong, because he puts up a fat goose egg, he gets the next 4 questions wrong. I tell him he's right. I just say, yeah, keep going. You're right. Keep going. You're hot.
Gassing him up.
And this is his reaction.
All right, Payne Russell back here. Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Who are we with?
Tate Clark.
And where are you from, Tate?
I'm from Fort Worth.
All right, so Warriors questions right here. We'll just go down the list. What is the name of the current Warriors arena?
Chase.
All right, 1 for 1. What city do the Warriors play in?
Oakland.
Oakland, okay, 2 for 2. Who is the Warriors starting center right now?
Incorrect.
James Wiseman.
Okay, he got it. Wow, 3 for 3. Who did the Warriors beat in the NBA Finals last year?
Fuck.
Oh, come on.
I'm dumb as shit. Oh, the Celtics.
Got it, Celtics. Okay, last one. How many championships do the Warriors franchise have right now?
5.
Got it.
Go Dubs.
Go Dubs. Well done. Peyton and Bobby hitting the streets outside of the AAC to try to expose.
Question.
Hey, you tick off a California fan, though. You might get cut.
You might get cut.
They cut.
Especially
dude, yes. There was a nut out there in Victory Plaza yesterday wearing a Klay Thompson jersey that I don't know what happened if he got turned away.
There's a fake Klay?
No.
Was it fake Klay?
No, this was some guy walking and just, like, getting in the face of, like, Mavericks fans calling him all the P word and just, like, cussing him out, leaving Victory Plaza. It's like, what the hell? That dude was angry about something.
I will give this to that Warrior fan. The five on the titles, that's what they've won in California.
No,
the
don't.
Previous
do this.
Two were in Philadelphia.
No, the guy said James Wiseman.
I know. Nice face. But I will give that, right? I wouldn't count the Philadelphia Warrior titles either. Like, would you count the Minneapolis Laker titles for the Lakers? Mm. I wouldn't.
I mean, they do. The Lakers do.
I know, but I wouldn't. Like, if I was, you know, it's like, it's a different franchise.
On the Warriors' Twitter handle, or on their Twitter account, they have 7 championships.
Okay.
Really?
So that's what I took it as.
Well done. Peyton and Bobby hitting the streets. It's Sean and RJ on DFW Sports Station. Playmaker Michael Irvin, 1 hour from now. Let's see where you have the Cowboys in the power rankings. 1 through 5, 5 through 1. List them on the truckwreck.com text line, 877-881-1053. Power rankings on a hump day.
Hump day!
Next.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.